Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, back in the day on the Boulevard of London, Queens.
Queens.
You know what I mean?
Good morning.
Shout out to all the people in Queens that pronounce Sutphin incorrectly. Because it's definitely Sufton. It's not Sutphin. Or excuse me, it's definitely Sutphin, not Sufton. It's the other way. See, I'm confused.
Nah. It's Sufton Boulevard.
Yo, look at how it's spelled, bro.
That doesn't even matter. If you're from Queens, it's Sufton. It's like if you're from...
No, I know.
It's the Kosciuszko Bridge. And it's the
Kosciuszko?
It's not that. Just like it's Lafayette. It's not Lafayette. It's Lafayette.
Nah, that's different, bro.
It's Lafayette.
That's emphasis on different syllables and different things. This is literally the movement of letters in the word.
Yeah, Sutphin.
It's Sutphin. That is Sutphin.
Yeah, no, Sutphin. If you ask for Sutphin,
nobody don't know what you're talking about.
Not know where
to send exactly. It's crazy. But that's why I love y'all over there, man.
Respect.
Hey, it's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. Rain all day is the plan, right, Laura?
I mean, yeah, pretty much, guys. It's rain most of the day. Here we are. Grab your umbrella. It is what it is.
All right, now, we're still getting our technology together clearly this morning because somebody doesn't have me muted on their side, on their computer, something, because it's echoing.
I know. You sound really loud. Really loud.
Yeah. Yeah. What's happening? Why is that?
That's interesting.
That's interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Because I'm only saying that because I don't hear any echo.
Oh, you don't?
I don't.
Well, the echo's gone now for sure. It was there. But here we are. We're together.
All right.
Let's get it done. On the line, we have two people ready to play. We have Lauren and we have Tyrone. Lauren, good morning. It is time for the game that lives up to its name. Lauren, how are you?
Hi, Lauren.
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey.
We're doing great. Where are you calling us from, Lauren?
Long Island.
Long Island.
Hey. Strong Island.
And Tyrone, where you calling us from, man?
Far Rock.
Rock. Far Rock.
Good morning. Good morning. Congratulations, Ebro.
Yo, thank you, man. You know, that's where my lady from. She from Far Rock.
One way in, one way out.
That's what they be saying.
That's good.
That's what they be saying over there. So guess what? I don't go in.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Nah, come on. Don't do those great people over there, man.
Yeah, but they know what it is.
I know. They made up the saying, but it's really the certain time of day. That's really like 10 p.m., you know, 9 p.m.
That just means if you are creating problems there, there's only one way for you.
That's
to
it.
Leave.
That's it.
So we'll be
we'll
right
be there. We'll be there waiting for you.
There's only one way in and one way out, family. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to come here starting that.
We will be there. We will be here.
We will be here.
Lauren, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Styles in the game that lives up to his name?
Let's go with you, Ebro.
All right, now.
All right.
60 seconds on the clit-op. Shiny with the question.
Question.
Let's play. Laura, never lose.
Right here. Who paid tribute to a mother and brother, Ebro?
Who paid tribute to a mother and daughter? Drake.
Yeah, who were killed after his show. What galaxy do we live in?
Ebro. The Milky Way.
That's right. And it's a chocolate
That's
bar.
Correct.
Which rapper did A Boogie say?
Ebro. Ooh.
Three. Two.
Lil TJ.
Incorrect. Which rapper did A Boogie say is the current king of New York?
Oh.
Ice Spice.
That's what he said.
He said that.
What element are diamonds made of?
Ebro.
Laura. Ooh. Oh, I think I know this one.
Three. Diamonds are made of coal.
Two.
Carbon.
Laura.
It's correct. You're lucky you kind of stopped yourself.
But he said coal first.
No, I didn't finish, though. I didn't finish. I said coal.
Who's
carbon.
Launching a music festival Ebro. In
Laura.
Ebro?
Launching a music
Three.
Festival. Damn it. I don't know.
Two.
Beyonce.
Laura Styles music festival in his native Kentucky.
In his native Kentucky. That's the question? In his native Kentucky?
Yeah. Who wrote that?
Bro, it's
you
Jack
know this.
Harlow.
Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow is
native
name.
Kentucky makes sense, though.
Laura is correct. But Ebro, where?
Oh, yeah. Laura, we did it, baby.
We did it, baby. Mama, you're going to go see Sean Paul.
He's going to
the Brooklyn Paramount on May 9th.
Yo, the Brooklyn Paramount is riggedy rocking out here. They always got shows, man. Glad to have y'all on the scene over there in Brooklyn. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Tyrone. We love you, bro.
Thanks, Tyrone. Be safe
out here. Shout out to Far Rock and everybody over there. Shout out to Long Island, Strong Island, and everybody tuned in all over the tri-state. You got Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Laura is working on their flashing lines.
Oh, Ebro, it's a big breakup that's happening.
Uh-oh.
A big breakup.
What?
It's a huge breakup.
Whoa.
Very popular relationship that's falling apart. I'll let you know what's happening.
You sound really happy
up.
About this.
Flashing lights. I'm laughing because I couldn't believe how it went down.
Oh, okay. You're not happy.
97 minutes commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97. They call me a baby,
but I still got hella Whoa, that cut song cuts off abruptly. That's very unprofessional of them to record a tune like this.
Rude.
Just rude. Inconsiderate, if you will. Let's go flashing lights, Laura Stagg. On a rainy Tuesday. With Laura Stagg. Put a song.
Miami Beach announces that it's breaking up with spring break. So in a new ad campaign, the city of Miami says it's breaking up with folks who plan on traveling to Florida to turn up for spring break this March. So I guess the campaign is coming like a year after Miami Beach declared a state of emergency following two people fatally being shot during spring break last year.
Yeah.
And last year was the third year in a row that the city had to declare a state of emergency.
And now they're like, it's not us, it's you. We're going in different directions as people. We don't think what you think is a good time. Get out.
Miami Beach announced its plans to implement curfews, bag checks, restricted beach access, DUI checkpoints, really expensive parking fees. So
$100 parking.
They're going to try to do whatever they can to make this happen.
Yo.
You know what it says when a place doesn't even want your money anymore? They'll just take your money. Don't come back. We don't want you.
Well,
here.
Because here's the plot twist on it is this, too. It's not even like, are you even spending money? Right? You're buying. If the crowd that goes to spring break is what we think it is, which is mostly high school and young college, they're not getting the expensive hotels. They're not buying expensive drinks. How much money is the city really making?
Because they're losing more.
Right. And by the way, they say, you know, look, y'all remember Greek Fest Jones Beach? They shut that down.
Yeah.
Freaknik back in the day, Atlanta, they shut that down. This ain't the first time some sort of, you know, festivities of the youth get shut down because people don't know how to act.
Yeah, it's definitely not the first. But
there's got to be more. Maybe we take calls later because I know Greek Fest freaking
sure,
out this.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I'm leaving some out.
I'm sure you're forgetting. But anyway, that's your Flash and Light report. The time is 6 58. Today's a high of 49 degrees. It's going to be rain most of the day, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yeah, I remember when Hot 97 used to get kicked off the Puerto Rican Day Parade. I don't even know if they let us out there anymore. It was a few years they wouldn't let us on the West Indian Parade either.
Yeah, yeah.
On the parkway. Okay. We had to, like, really get into battles to get out there. Because we were the problem. They wanted to break up with us.
We were spring break.
We've been there before.
Oh, man. Keep it locked, man. Congratulations. You played yourself. It's coming up. Ride or die. What's happening in the world? I have been in the baby bubble dealing with the booby bully, the grunter. Man, the grunting that's happening in this house? For hours, hours, hours. Man, then she'll burp, fart, go to the bathroom, be fine. Dang. Then breastfeed again.
Sound like daddy.
Yeah, those are the sounds that you make when you get on the when you get on the show every morning. Dude.
I do, right?
Burp, fart.
It's very similar.
That's how I warm up my vocals. That's my baby in there. That's my daughter getting it right. She knows what she's doing. T-Bro in the morning, Laura Styles and Rosen Burr.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, Rosenberg.
Hey there.
Can your ESPN brain explain what a dead cap is in NFL?
No. But it's talked about a lot, the dead cap. Money the on the dead cap money. Yeah.
What is it?
It's the dead cap.
So, Laura, apparently, you know, Russell Wilson, Sierra's husband, who plays for the Denver Broncos. Denver Broncos don't want him to be quarterback anymore, but they signed a deal with him. And the
right,
deal.
Dead money refers to salary cap space allocated to a player no longer on a team's roster. A dead cap hit is a specific cap charge tied to a player who's since been traded, released, or retired.
So they're going to get rid of Russell Wilson and still owe him, Laura Styles, $85 million.
What?
Wow. They just wanted him gone that bad.
Wow.
But why?
Because they just, it's not working out. They didn't want to get him, and the head coach wasn't. They benched him last year. There was all this stuff going on. But you know what it sounds like? It sounds like this.
Congratulations, you right. Played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play.
So, yeah, they'll basically, I don't know if you'll get $85 million, just like, boom, here's $85 million, or it'll be like the Mets still paying Bobby Bonilla. How many years later, Rosenberg?
I mean, it's like, it's been close to 20 years.
Yeah, so Laura Stiles, the New York Mets, the baseball team, they still pay a guy that they let go 20 years ago because the contract was so big. They were like, here, we'll just cut you a check every year for $1 million. So they actually annually celebrate Bobby Bonilla Day, where they're paying him $1 million and he hasn't been on the team in 20 years.
Bro, that's so crazy. But if I was Bobby, I'd be like, whatever, I'll take that money.
1,000%. 1,000. And I think Russell Wilson's case, and Rosenberg, correct me if I'm wrong, Russell Wilson can take the $85 million and still go get another job.
Yes, but I think that would then affect the money.
Got it.
But you know, Bonilla looks like it was 99, 23, you know, 25 years ago. Apologies.
But is Russell's not looking to retire anytime soon, is he?
That's not the word.
No, I mean,
soon? I mean, he's going to retire soon. I mean, I don't know. He's a much worse player than he was, and he's been in the league since 2012.
Okay. So, could you see him getting another job, though?
Yes.
Or could this be the end?
No, he'll get it. He'll definitely get a job. I mean, but just be clear, it's been a few years now of him being significantly worse. But last year, I will say this, last year he was better than people are talking about him. Like, his last year was not terrible. The bottom line is, though, people, I don't think, like playing with him. I don't think he connects with teammates.
Well, and the other, I mean, listen, the other problem is the NFL needs quarterbacks, even bad ones, because there's terrible ones. So even if you get, like, a baddish good one, it's better than having a terrible one. And Russell Wilson is one of those.
Or not having one at all.
Or that, I mean? Then there's that.
So he'll get an opportunity. But at the same time, it's still...
Congratulations.
Mixed with yourself. A little bit of ribadoo.
Oh, it's definitely some ribadoo kid shit. Wait, you don't have that drop ready, Shawnee? Hit yourself with the button.
Nah, I got a mix.
And that's also...
We don't want to hear them make them say, rubidikacha. We just want the drop.
Nah, that's not the real rubidikacha.
LJ, cool J.
Hit us all with the button. There you go.
There it is. Oh, wait, they're together? Who said to do that?
I know. I don't know.
Whoever decided to put those two sounds together, the LLJ Cool J and Trump's rubidikacha together...
Congratulations. You played
not
yourself.
On one drop.
Who did that?
LLJ Cool J.
This sucks.
I mean, I don't know. It didn't suck, though. It was actually pretty good.
Yo, Laura, what you got today?
Well, if you are planning to go on spring break and head on over to Miami, we have a button for you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Well, Miami officially announced that they're breaking up with all spring break and spring breakers. Wow. So they went as far as to put out a commercial, Ebro. I don't know if you peeped this.
Yeah, I did. I loved it.
Listen to this.
Hey, we need to talk.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us. It's you. We just want different things.
Our idea of a good time is relaxing on the beach.
Hitting up the spa.
Or checking out a new restaurant.
You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
Do you even remember what happened last March? That was our breaking point. So we're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back. This isn't safe. So
we're don't try to apologize. It's wild.
This March, you can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access,
DUI checkpoints, $100 parking, and strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence.
Whatever it takes, because it's time to move on.
Maybe we can talk when you're done with your spring break phase, but until then.
Wow. I love it. I love it. I respect it.
It was actually very creative.
Taking it back.
Yo, if you already made plans to go down, you got your hotel and everything booked to go down and just be on Collins causing chaos down there by Wet. Is Wet Willie still there? Guess what?
Yeah.
Miami, congratulations. You played yourself.
That's what Miami is telling you right now, because they're going to be hitting you up. It's not going to be a good time. And who wants to, I always, man, it was a Greek Fest Jones Beach. I remember Freaknik back in the day. Mm-hmm. Virginia Beach used to have a thing too.
Yeah, what is it
that they stopped doing? I forgot what it was called.
That was with Pharrell, right?
No, he does that now. But back this that's back in the 90s,
back in the day.
Yeah.
Yes.
They shut that down. But yeah, things have gotten chaotic and out of hand before, and definitely shut down. And I always stop going when they bring like police on horseback. You know, you be out somewhere and then mad horses pull up. You're like, yo, what is that? What kind of slavery issues going on out here, bro? Or they have, like, SWAT teams out. It's like, we're not having fun anymore if there's a SWAT team here.
Yeah, it doesn't. Miami, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Well, they broke up with him now. It's over. It's a wrap, kid.
Time to move on.
Rosenberg, what you got?
It's a wrap.
How about the protesters, the pro-Palestine protesters, who were out yesterday accosting AOC at a movie theater and literally ran her out of the movie theater.
Yeah. No.
What? Yeah.
Ran her out of the movie theater trying to hit her with some gotcha say the word genocide on camera protesting. As if AOC has not been saying the right things generally, they tried to, I guess it hasn't been enough. They want her to be more assertive. They want her to be exactly what they want her to be. So AOC, one of the faces of progressive America, was chased out of the movie theater by reported progressives. This is the definition of not what you want. This is the definition of why Republicans look at Democrats and straight laugh. Because say what you want, but those a-holes will line up on the same team and not literally go chasing after the people who are positioned slightly different than them and trying to get them up out of here. AOC for protesters?
Yo, AOC was up here, what, how many years ago? We've been talking about Israel's government being white supremacist, racist, oppressive.
Six years ago,
she was up here.
She's been on the right side of basically everything. And on this issue, she's been strong the whole time. But she's not saying exactly the same language you want her to say.
They want her to say it's genocide.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, gang. You know what I'm saying? Here's the difference between her and y'all. She's in Congress doing what she has to do to try to be effective while also saying the right things. She's not using a Sharpie on a mailbox. She's got to do what she's got to do. But she's been strong in what she's been saying the entire time. And there's also political ramifications to using the word genocide that you might not understand.
Right.
But I'm just saying, she is on the right side of stuff. Why are you attacking her in a movie theater?
And she's been very vocal about it. Like, I just don't... It's to the point where it's like, come on, man. I wish they had the same energy for people like Marjorie Taylor Greene or
no,
you know
they can't.
I mean?
But see, they don't live in New York. Right. And they did have that same energy for Marjorie Taylor Greene when she came to New York. I don't know if it's the same group of protesters, but they damn sure ran her off the street too when she was in New York. They can just get to AOC. They know where she's at.
Yeah, that's what the deal is.
And when you're dealing with activism, you know what I mean. People get active and annoying. And that's what it is.
Well, and there's always a blend with this activism in the modern day now of who's truly an activist for the right reasons and who's also just in it because it's something to do and to have an identity with every single day.
Well, people love to troll, too. They love a good troll. You know what I'm saying? And if they can get to AOC, who's somebody that would in theory would understand where they're coming from but still be highly annoyed. You know what I mean? They're going to go for it. And that's what they did. Did they video the whole thing?
Oh, yeah, of course. Mm. Chased her with an iPhone in her face.
Mm.
Wow. So,
you can hold this button for going. If AOC is not in a world where she's an acceptable option for you from a progressive politics standpoint, yeah, I might have a button for you, fam.
Congratulations.
Good luck, though. Good luck. So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing
yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. Yeah, man.
So, with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Yo, it would have been tight, bro. It would have been tight. If I had gone Michael Rappaport and just gone full blind pro-Israel, just be wrong, I would have like a group of people that actually supported me and rocked with me. You know what I mean? My validation would have been through the charts. The likes would have been on fire.
Nah, you're too moderate, man.
But the problem is because I say that the war is a crime, horrible, and we need a permanent ceasefire immediately, and anything less is unacceptable. People still scream out, "You're a Zionist, be quiet." Like you literally can't.
Yeah, you're not far enough. Yeah, that's why I say you're too moderate. You're not far enough. You gotta go farther. I don't know what that would mean.
I have to tattoo from the river to the sea on my face and say Israel shouldn't exist.
Maybe that'll work. Maybe.
Well, no, it won't, though, because my name will still be Rosenberg, and you do have to remember that always mixed in there is a lot of good protest and just a sliver of anti-Semitism. It's a sliver of we hate the Jews. It's always in there just a bit. So even if you're Jewish and you say the right thing, you're still going to catch this, "Nah, we don't want it from you." All right, well, sorry. Sorry, yeah, man.
Listen, 97 Minutes Commercial Free Music is E-Style stepping in for Cast One right now. You got the whole family here. Rosenberg, Lord Styles, Ebro. Good morning, man.
Ribbit-a-dee-cha.
Rainy Tuesdays. Gang, if you let you fly. Ain't bad if you got a ride.
Big guns and a lot of zip ties. So she look like me. Quit lying. Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Another installment of Curved. And we got Alexander on for Curved. So, Alexander, you went out with a girl named Jessica, but she never hit you back after the date. Why?
I don't even know. I mean, we went out. I felt like she liked me a lot. I mean, we had a little kiss afterwards.
Okay. You know,
here we go. Cool.
Kiss. All right.
I mean, once they tell you that they kiss, we got to get the other person on the phone for this Curved and figure out what really happened here. There was no problem at the dinner.
Nah, not at all. I mean, we hit it off.
Okay, let's call Jessica and see what she has to say.
Hello?
Jessica, it's Ebro.
Hey, how are you?
Hi,
hey.
Jessica.
Jessica, we're on the radio right now. Thanks for coming on our segment called Curved.
Gotcha.
You curved Alexander. Why?
This guy was, like, so touchy-feely on our first date.
Okay, like, touched you where?
When we got to the restaurant. I gave him a hug, and we've been talking for like a couple of weeks or whatever. So I like him. As soon as I gave him a hug, he like hold on. He's like held on for mad long and like real tight. Like
that's right.
Kind of like creepy. Like didn't
sometimes you got to do that.
Chill. Wait, Jessica, are you shapely? You got big butt, big boobs.
Hello.
I have some body.
I mean, because he might have just been, you know, wanting to feel the bosom a little bit against his chest.
Facts.
On the first date?
I mean, look, it's right there. Sometimes you want to hug up tight.
No. Okay, Jessica, so what happened afterward? Besides the hug, you guys sat down, had dinner, what happened?
Yeah, so we sat down, and then this guy,
who
took the same side as the booth as me, like, who
does that? He shared the same side of the booth. That happened to Rosenberg when the gay dude tried to holler at you.
That's true. That's not a move I'm a fan of.
All right, so already too close, invading your personal space.
Exactly. Then while he's over there, he tries to, like, put his hand on my knee.
Mm.
He's, like, trying to hold my hand. He's just, like, it's not touching me.
Oh, no.
So,
Jessica, how did it all end?
And so I'm trying to give him a hug. And then while I'm trying to hug him, he's still trying to kiss me. And I'm like, can you please back up? Like, I wasn't out. Like, I'll go to the right. He put his face to the right with me. I'm trying to dodge. <up.
laughs> Yeah, respect it.
No, he was too much. So uncomfortable. I just wasn't. I had fun talking to him before I met him.
That's not good. That sounds like he was
so
right.
So you never hit him again. How many times did he text you after it was all said and done?
He was still texting me. It kept going. I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it.
Oh, hell no.
Well, Jessica, I'm sure you're going to be happy about this. Alexander's actually on the phone right now.
Facts.
Yes. Come on. Yes. Come on.
So, wait, Alexander, slow down now. How do you feel about what she said?
I mean, I think she was just looking at it just from the wrong perspective. I mean,
wow.
I'm an affectionate person. I mean, that's just...
But you didn't know her like that.
I mean, I felt we had a level of closeness. I felt like...
She disagreed.
It was the first date.
I mean, it didn't do much. I didn't even touch your arm, maybe here and there. I mean,
Alexander, there's no part of your brain right now that's like, yo, I got this woman on the line. I should apologize and try to ask her out again.
Facts.
You're not thinking that through?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I would never want her to feel uncomfortable. I mean, I really liked her a lot. I mean, and I still do. It would be great to go out on, you know, some more dates and build something real.
And Alexander, now you say, and I apologize.
Go ahead.
And I am sorry if I made you feel uncomfortable.
There you go.
There we go. All right, Alexander. Now, all right, so now, Jessica, how do you feel about his apology?
me. You cool, but ow, I'm sorry.
Come on, Jess, you got to give me another chance.
No, she doesn't. See,
she doesn't
see,
have to do anything.
She doesn't. And she won't.
God, pressure, Patty.
Look, maybe got off to a bad start. Look, I like you. I know you like me. I think we should really give this a second chance.
You too much. Like, you exactly. You kind of told me what to do. You too touchy feel. Like, you just, no.
When we first met, you said you wanted someone that's sensitive. So, I mean, I brought you the sensitivity.
Sensitivity has nothing to do with acting like a creep and a weirdo. Like,
creep.
All right, this is done.
All right,
we done. Chester, you're out of here.
All right. Yo,
Laura, yo. Too far.
One more time. Just
no, Alexander, time. Now it's getting weird. Now it's getting weird. She already
Congratulations.
Said no,
you played yourself.
Alexander, you're going to be all right, bro. Just chill. You got
to
calm down.
Keep
your hands to
yourself.
Oh, man.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now. curved@eberinthemorning.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Clouds and rain all day. That's what's happening. Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. Rosenberg, is that what we're going to do today? We're going to do activism, Palestine, Palestinians, Israel today?
I feel like we did it. I feel like we had a little...
Well, off the air, things we continue to talk about, debating the genocide part of it.
Yeah, I don't want to do that on the. There's no that a conversation with that much nuance has no place for public discourse in America. Ebro, hit yourself with the button.
What if I take it to Twitter?
Oh yeah, good stuff.
Good luck with that.
I mean, maybe in the show after the show when we go on YouTube, we could do a little bit of that. I just don't think it's useful. I'm being serious when I say that. I don't think it's useful.
Well, I think what is useful for people is at least here we've agreed many many years ago, long before this current. Situation that it was Israel's responsibility being a superpower to make sure that things didn't go left and get out of hand. They have the resources, they have the technology, and the way they have been treating people in Gaza for a long time was terrible. And I went as far as to even say that I believe the government of Israel is white supremacist and racist. That's my opinion, based on how they treat individuals. But you know, whether or not you agree that this is a genocide or not, to Rosenberg's point, I don't even know if you can find a solution to that because there's technical terms for genocide. There's been,
well, and
you know,
and my biggest point is us even having the fight it's just not useful to getting to where we're trying to get to.
Well, I think what's useful right now is when people are seeing someone like AOC get ran down on at a movie theater, trying to understand what are these people trying to accomplish by getting AOC or other people to admit or agree that this is a genocide. What are they actually trying to accomplish? And I think some of it is based in trolling and the kind of skirting around the term genocide that's been happening for several months. Some people are saying it's a genocide, some people are saying it's not. And then you read the technical term on Google or wherever you read things, and you're like, well, it sounds like a genocide to me. But the nuance of it, I think what Rosenberg's pointing to is you have Palestinian people living, working, owning businesses in Israel that don't live in Gaza and aren't going through what people in Gaza are going through. Even though in Israel you have a government that is not very welcoming to Palestinians in many ways.
Well, and this war is a war against humanity. It's horrifying.
And even that part where I'm like, well, is it a war? Because Gaza doesn't have a military.
Well, yeah, but then back to the point. But they do have people shooting missiles off.
Exactly. But then they have not militarized weaponry.
So it's nasty. My only point was, yeah, someone explained to me what. Forcing AOC to use language that is then going to get her, force her to lose power in other ways so you can prove a point on Twitter is not effective to her getting to where she's trying to get to, which is demanding Joe Biden have a ceasefire.
Right, because then that convolutes her position.
Absolutely. And she's already being clear and unequivocal in saying that we need a permanent ceasefire now.
She's been very vocal about it.
So
you should know where she stands.
I just don't know that your time is best suited running down on her in a movie theater.
But it gets likes, bro. It went viral. What are you talking about?
I know. That is all that matters when you think about it. You know what I mean?
It got us talking about it this morning, which is really what activism is all about, just so we're all clear, right? Activism is not politics. Activism is actions that cause society to pay attention or cause a conversation, even if it's uncomfortable, disruptive, and, you know, sometimes regressive.
Well, then listen, if you want to read someone who's been active on this issue for a very long time, my dad has a Substack.
MJ Rosenberg, one of my favorites.
Yeah, MJX847. That's literally the name he's had since his AOL screen name days. MJX847.substack.com. He writes about this every single day.
Didn't the pro-Israel Jews kick your Jewish father out? Like, yo, we don't like that you support Palestinians and write negatively about the Israeli government.
Yes, that's sort of why he's writing on Substack as opposed to being at a major place.
Right.
Yeah, it got very, very hard for him to do that. But don't listen to me. I'm just a Zionist furthering the agenda. You know what I mean? Just ask Candace Owens. You know what I'm doing.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John has stepped in a room, not the room. He's in a room.
Johnny!
Never seen this room.
Johnny?
DJ John.
DJ John.
John, you've stepped in a room. What studio room is that? Is that a new studio we have?
The same room that was in yesterday.
It doesn't look different to y'all.
Yeah, it does.
Look weird. It's just light. That's all.
Oh, you turn lights on.
Yeah.
What are you giving the people they call right now and they stump you with a question?
Tickets to see Offset during his Set It Off tour happen at the Palladium Times Square March 14th. And it's happening, baby. Yeah, get your tickets now at livenation.com.
John, are you sick? What's wrong with you?
No, I don't know why. I'm good. Healthy.
Feeling good. You sound like you got something's wrong with your throat.
No.
You all right? Okay, I was just checking on you. I was sure if you was in one of E Styles' hookah situations.
No, but I normally
have... Sucking and sharing hookah pipes. You know how them people do it. And sharing them. In everybody's mouth.
Too far.
Sucking and sharing, huh?
I just took my oil oregano, so it does something to my throat.
Okay. You're uber healthy. I like where you're going with it. I like what you're doing.
Hooking me up.
Pharmacy for Life. Shout to Styles P. Who we got online, Shawnee Culture? What we doing?
We have Liz.
Liz. Good morning, Liz.
Hi.
Liz, how are you? Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Jersey.
Jersey's a big place. You want to get specific?
I'm actually in, Passaic County.
Okay, there it is. Passaic County. What's going on, everybody? Liz, your question for DJ John for these tickets to see our bro Offset at his Set It Off tour.
Mama.
Okay, so my question is, how many bones are in a human ear?
In the hand?
In a human ear.
Oh, in the ear. How many bones in a human ear, DJ John?
18
he goes with. Really? Liz?
No. So the human ear has 3 bones. So they're actually inside your ear.
You don't say.
Yeah, the rest is cartilage.
Yeah. Yo, Liz, you get a ticket to see Offset and Set It Off tour.
I thought you said hand. I got
thank you.
No, you didn't, John. You didn't know the answer. Stop.
You didn't know either way.
Shitty. Hang on, Liz. We'll get you laced up with your tickets. And Laura Stiles is working on the flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
Yes. Coming up in the flashing lights report, Michelle Williams was making fun of herself in a new commercial and had people upset. We'll cover it coming up, flashing lights.
Rosenberg, you still on this Beyonce? Yo, play my country song.
My country song?
No, play my country song.
I literally listen to it every day, many times a day.
Really?
Every day.
Shawnee, you got that Beyonce?
Yeah, I think East Side's about to pull it up.
Yo, man.
Nah, he actually was pointing to you.
Oh, you don't got it?
Yeah. Right. So,
yo, play our country song, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all love this song.
Yo, it's a bop. Why not? And it's a bop, and it continues to get better as it goes on for 3 minutes.
Yeah, she added stuff to it.
And she goes up an octave, and it's fire, man.
What's going on, man? You ain't got no Beyonce in your Serato?
You ain't got no Beyonce in your Serato? No, I got it right here.
Oh, here it goes. Yeah.
Play my country song. I'm glad I put y'all on to this, man. Y'all wouldn't have even heard about it.
What do you mean? She told the whole world about it.
Nah, man, it was me. T-Bro Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Uh-oh. Laura thinks she got carpal tunnel.
What?
I think I do.
Juanito says, put your hands in ice.
That's for
what, like, my fingers
temporary to reduce the swelling.
And I've been getting this, like, numbing feeling for the past week. So the side of my hand by the thumb and one of my fingers.
It's from the phone, man. The phones is tearing people up out here.
Oh my God.
The swelling of the ligaments in the carpal tunnel. I had to look it up because Jazz got carpal tunnel while she was pregnant. She still has it right now. She's waiting for it. Hopefully, it goes away. She got it in both wrists, too.
Acupuncture?
I think you can. I think you can. But I think you got to figure out how to reduce the swelling of the ligaments that go in from the through the wrist into the hand and through the carpal tunnel, if you will.
If you will.
That's what I read, anyway, in my Googles. But yeah, Laura, why don't we, in the next segment on the show, why don't you put your hands some ice, see how long you last? We can do like a fun radio bit where you could just like, you know, put your hands in ice and people can guess how long you last to win tickets. No?
I feel like she will not last long.
No, Rosenberg knows me. I won't last long.
Let's go flashing lights, Tom. Let's get it.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So Michelle Williams was trending yesterday and caused a lot of conversation because she was just in a new Uber One commercial in Australia, right? So the commercial was on Twitter, but she's kind of making fun of herself in the commercial. So I'm gonna let you hear some audio.
Okay, okay. My Uber One membership savings don't disappoint.
You know what is disappointing? I was in one of the most iconic girl groups and no one recognizes me.
Michelle! Michelle, you spit that out! Hmm? Naughty Michelle! Michelle, naughty!
Who calls their dog Michelle?
Sorry, but are you Michelle Williams?
Yes.
Yeah. Chuck, do you want to?
At least so the whole thing is
this is so visual. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. But at least if you hear that, so it's people not, like, she thinks that people are recognizing her, but they're not. One is like a dog named Michelle. The other one is like a woman sitting next to her in a park bench and asking, are you Michelle Williams? And then handing her back her wallet. So the whole thing was about her not being recognized. So people started being like feeling bad. They were like, dang, because, you know, forever everyone's. They feel like, you know, out of Destiny's Child, it is one of the most iconic girl groups, but nobody really gives Michelle Williams, you know, her flowers. So yesterday was a big, like, they were pulling up all these different clips from music videos and, you know, highlighting her. But she just basically was like, look, I love Australia. I thought it was funny. I was just being a good sport about it.
I think people need to relax.
No, Ebro, trust me, everyone's the same. All the members of Destiny's Child, even going back to Latavia, everyone's the same. Trust me, Ebro. Trust.
What Rosenberg is alluding to is the fact that Kelly Rowland will no longer come on our program before anymore because Rosenberg asked her basically, you know, or and said, you know, look, I think you've done a phenomenal job being an amazing partner to Beyonce and, you know, being someone that we love and beloved, even though Beyonce's such a huge star.
Right, shine so bright.
And a shine so bright. Yeah, that was the term he used. And Kelly wasn't here for it. She was like, basically, how dare you say that I'm living in Beyonce's light?
Oh, yeah, I have my own light. And then it became a big thing about her own light. And right. Blah, blah. Listen, I definitely botched and stumbled and fumbled and bumbled through the question. I'll give you that. I'm just saying, Ebro, in my opinion, all the members equal.
you're standing on that. If TMZ runs down on you and asks you,
I say equal. All the members, they were all Destiny's children.
That's right. Destined and destined to have their own light to shine.
That's right. Their own light to shine. Say their name. Say their name.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:02, a high of 49 degrees today. Rain most of the day and alternate side parking is in effect.
Yo, it's always funny when people are like, stop comparing people. It's not nice to compare.
It's true. It's not.
It's not. But guess what we do as humans? Yeah, compare. We literally compare everyone. We compare our exes to our currents.
Yeah.
We compare our parents, siblings, our children. Parents. We even have rankings for our friends. We have friends. Then you have best friends.
Oh, yeah. You got friends. You got best friends. I have friends who, with their children, have a power ranking at any given time. Who's the number one? Who's the number one kid right now? Who's number two? It can always change, but you got to earn it. You know what I mean?
That's raggedy, right?
Nah, Ebro, soon come. There'll be a power ranking. Soon come.
Nah, I think they're in different leagues, though. So I won't have to. I can't compare them because Issa's 9.5 years older.
Right, but think about it like this. Think about it in 5 years when Selassie's super cute 5-year-old and Issa's 14.5 and being a pain in the you know what. Those power rankings might shift. My G.
That's nasty.
That's terrible.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Ooh yeah, yeah. Demo. Ooh yeah, yeah. Jello. Ooh yeah, yeah. Joe. Ooh yeah, yeah. Ooh yeah, yeah.
Hey yo, I'm really living
a life. Sexy youth.
Shout out to Africa.
Yo, shout out to Africa.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I just saw the president of Ghana yesterday. I posted it on at Old Man Ebro. He was very vocal about, or at least, you know, right here in this memo he put out. There was a bill that was passed by a private member. It was called the Proper Human Sexual Rights and Ghanaian Families Values Bill. That's an anti-LGBTQ bill that has been floated in front of the parliament in Ghana. Mm. The president of Ghana came out and made it clear that Ghana would never turn her back on people and human rights. And that this bill hasn't even reached his desk. Mm. And there's already been a challenge to the bill because it's unconstitutional. And so he started hearing from the international community, I think a lot of us who support Ghana, saying, yo, what is this? What's happening? To put that into law in the Constitution. So there's been some pushback. The president's making sure to communicate that's not where he believes Ghana should be going. Mm. So that's appreciated. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. We were talking about children because many of us have them. Many of us have them, children.
But ones you can depend on?
Sometimes. So then the conversation came up, you know, because if we're being honest as parents, man, we love our children. And I don't mean we like them all the time. And I want some honest parents to call right now. Mm. Honest parents. That can call right now and honestly say, yo, I don't like my teenager.
I don't like my
teenager. My 5-year-old.
I was about to say, you don't have to specify teenagers. That 10 range, the 10 to 11 think you're cool, make bad jokes, like literally look at people like everything they say is dumb, and then they say they're dumb jokes and they think it's so on fire. That age is rough too. Don't sleep on.
It sounds like you're projecting about your niece and nephew right now.
No, my niece and nephew are 16.
They went through that stage, though, is what I'm saying.
My niece had some of it. My niece had some of it. Neither was terrible. But, like, no, I bet even I know what I was like at 10. I definitely thought I was super cool, and I wasn't that cool. And 10-year-olds definitely think they're cool out here. So it could be 10. I'm not, 13 I'm could be rough.
I think my problem is going to end up being that 14, 15, 16.
High school.
That 14, 15, 16 where... You know, it's tough. It's tough for teenagers because they want to be grown, but they also still are children in many, 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 right. many ways. And so when you're trying to help them navigate their teenage years, they don't, you know, there's some things they got to figure out themselves. And sometimes they just wake up with the hormonal issues and you're like, yo, check this out, fam. We ain't got to like each other today. That's cool. I love you. And I think as a society, we need to establish I can love you and not like you. And I can not like you for a long period of time. And still be like, nah, I love you. That's family. I love you. I don't like you.
Yeah, it feels a little harder with your children, though.
No, it ain't supposed to feel hard. It's your children.
Yeah.
It's funny. Ebro took it a slightly different direction. My thought was, I power ranking. I love all my kids, but this one's in first place right now. If you want to get better, hey, you just gotta catch up.
Yeah. No, I don't like that.
No, hold on. You like it better to just look at your kid and be, I'm going to be honest. I don't like you. I don't think that's worse. Because the power.
You love your kids and still think they're annoying. Like, you're being really annoying right now.
Right.
Today.
Right, exactly. But and that's the thing about the rankings. The rankings always change. They're fluid. They're fluid, man.
Well, so does me liking you. I can like you tomorrow.
I don't like the ranking, man. It feels weird.
Well, don't worry. Yeah, you're in good shape. You got one kid. She's always in first and last place.
Let's go to line two. Quay. Quay's on line two. Quay, what's going on?
Hey, this is Quay from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Hey, Quay, talk to us about your 14-year-old. You don't like him right now. Tell us.
Yeah, I'm not feeling my little 14-year-old right now. She's really feeling herself. She's getting into herself with little boys. And
oh, man.
She's ready to fight her.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Yo.
Yes.
Yo, man, I was dealing with a teenager the other day. Preteen, actually.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't take a hood off. In the house, hood on, headphones on phone.
Oh,
just sitting in the house. And it's not, you know, it's not my family, so I ain't gonna say nothing. But
yeah,
I was like,
yeah, can't say nothing.
I was like, man, if this was my kid, oh man, I would wear your ass out in front of all these people. Like, who do you think you are? You have your headphones on, your hood on, and you're on your phone in someone else's house?
Oh, in someone else's house.
You're not even at home.
That's rude.
It's very teenage, though. It's very teenage.
Like, who do you think you are? You pay nothing. You have nothing. You have nothing.
Yeah, man. But it's tough. I hear this from parents of teenagers a lot, though. You got to pick battles, too, though. So it's also about how hard you want to ride these kids, because sometimes, like, nah, they're good kids, but they have their little teenage moments.
No, and that's cool. And I'm going to let you know I love you. I love you. You're amazing at this.
But you're getting pulled aside.
You suck at this right now, and I don't like you. And I'm... Oh. We going to see who going to out-crazy one another? We going to out-crazy each other?
No.
I'm doing this. I've been waiting my whole life for this.
You've been waiting. Yo, it's true. He's not lying about that part. He's been waiting his whole life. He's been making Issa 15 since he was 6 months
just
old.
Just so I can out-crazy you.
There's something there.
Let's go to line 7. Tiffany's on the line.
Tiffany,
who don't you like of your kids right now? Good morning.
Good morning. So I have two kids, a 16-year-old and a 6-year-old. And it's both their attitudes. But my 6-year-old definitely tries me more. We were at my mom's house, and I'm telling her to stop throwing a ball around. And I don't beat my kids, but this time I had to get her. She throws the ball at me and says, now what?
Wait, she hit what? You with a now what?
She hit me with a now what? So I'm like, oh, you said to my gangster.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
So I pop her.
Oh.
And she goes, well, that didn't hurt.
No. She said that didn't hurt.
Oh, no. Yes. LLJ Cool J. Now you play. But mom.
Put a girl out of control.
Mom,
maybe she learned to hit harder.
Hold on. Intervention. Intervention. Mom, hang on.
Yeah.
You played yourself, though. You played yourself. Because you should have played to her emotions. Like, yo, you're being really mean. You're being really mean for no reason. Why are you being mean to us?
No, he's right, because now you dug yourself in a hole.
Right.
You're not going to hit her harder. You're not going to go, oh, well, I'm going to show you now. Let's raise it up. So, yeah, he's right. You kind of play. Hit her with
you
the rubber.
You got hit with the LLJ Cool J armor.
I definitely did. And in school, they're so like, your body, your choice. So when I tried it for her in timeout, she goes, this is my body, my choice.
No, my body, my choice is an ill comeback.
Back in the day, my family would have hit you with, well, I made that body. I break that body. That's so, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, I don't really have a
timeout.
Yeah, no. So listen, it's time for your daughter to get confiscation. That's what that's about.
Time out.
Because that's really what's going to hurt them. You take away their iPhone, their computer, their iPad, whatever they love, and they'll be like, oh, my God.
In the trash. End of the world. In the trash. Straight up.
Wildin'. I'll be on some old school, you're going to have to write 500 times what you just did, that you ain't going to do it no more.
Oh, yeah, really? Your mom was a teacher. What? You used to have to do that, right?
Yeah. Yo,
you got to go son, Bart Simpson?
Yo, my son, Jaja, he up to like 150 push-ups. I'm like, yo, you got to give me 150 push-ups right now.
150?
And I want, yeah, he can only do 20, so he's suffering. You could be there all day, fam. All day, I don't care.
So all this started because we started talking about, well, Rosenberg wanted to power rank the children.
Yeah, I love it.
Laura was like, "No, we're not going to power rank." And I said, "Well, look, we need to establish that loving your family, loving your children, we do that. We want that. That's great. But there's going to be days, weeks, months, years,
maybe years, yeah,
where you don't like your children. I don't like them. They're more than a headache. They're more than an annoyance. I just don't like you. And I think it's okay." I think it's okay to sit down with your children and be like, yo, you know, I want to have a conversation with you. Mm-hmm. I want you to know something. I love you. But I want you to know I don't like you. You're mean. You wake up with an attitude. You don't support what we're trying to do in this house. You don't clean up after yourself. You don't pay bills. These are all things that if you weren't my family.
It's so nuts, though, to hear Ebro do this whole thing, and it's literally imaginary. He's never had this happen.
And he's not going to do it.
No, prepare. And he's not going to do it because Issa's never going to. I believe he would do it. I think he's not going to have to do it.
I think the word.
Although Selassie's a wild card. We don't know.
We don't know what Selassie's going to do.
She can get loose.
She have queens.
There's hours in the middle of the night where I don't like Selassie already. You're going to stop this grunting. You're full, bro. You're full. You're clean. What is the problem? Go to sleep.
She's 2 weeks old, Ebro. This is an irrational conversation. She's 2 weeks old.
Let's go to Mike on line three. Mike's got a 20-year-old. Oh, man. LLJ Cool J.
Yeah.
Mike, how's it going with your 20-year-old?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I got 4 kids. My oldest is 20. She's away at college right now.
Okay.
She begs more than ever before.
Begs for what?
Money. She has spring break right now. She called me like, can you send me some more money for spring break? I said, you could have came home if I was going to give you all this money.
Facts. So wait, do you like your 20-year-old right now?
No, I don't like her. I don't like none of my kids. I got four.
Yo, you don't like none of them.
That's
too far. No, I love it.
I don't like none of them. Yo, but listen, man, this is a safe space for parents. Safe space.
He loves them. He just doesn't like them.
Appreciate you, man, for sharing. Yeah, he loves. And but that's okay. Yes. Laura, am I off base here? You go to therapy.
No.
Rosenberg, you go to therapy.
But I think there's something in the I don't like you. Can you say, like, I don't like what you're doing. I don't like your actions.
Right. Or I don't like you right now.
I love you, but I don't like you.
Well, I think the right now piece encompasses that, right? Like, I don't the right this second, the right in this moment, the right in this era encompasses that.
We're both saying the same things. It's just about what strikes your ear as more harsh. Like, to me, when I said the power ranking thing, I think it's funny. I think, obviously, if you say it to your kids, they know you don't like one kid better. If you're like, yo, you know, Issa's in first place right now, Selassie, you better get your weight up because she's running away with it right now.
Issa out here putting herself to sleep, waking herself up, making her breakfast, going, getting in the shower. Selassie, where you at?
Where are you going? See, to me, that sounds funny. To Ebro, I think it has a little funnier edge. You'd be like, I love you, but I don't like you. I think it's all a matter of taste, but you're getting to the same thing, which is
stop
being annoying.
And you got to know also, I've already told Issa, like, we've had this discussion many times, like, we'll see teenagers walking down the street or whatever, and I'll be like, I don't even like teenagers, straight up. Like, I don't like teenagers.
And you're telling her that?
Yes, she knows that now, and she's at, well, what about when I become a teenager? Yeah. I was like, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
Wow.
We're going to see.
We'll see. If you want to be a positive participant in our family and our community, I'm rocking with you. If you want to be annoying, disruptive, disregarding, and have an attitude, we're going to have a standoff.
So you prepping her early.
Absolutely. You might want to talk to Jaja. Jaja's how old?
Yeah, he's 15.
Bro.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good kid. He is a good kid.
Why he got so many push-ups he got to do?
Because they still teenagers. They still teenagers. He might cut homeroom, which is nothing, but, you know, we got to... It's little things. I mean, they can't be angels. You dig what I'm saying?
I mean...
So, the things he does, I'm not even mad at, but I got to give you a little consequence just to show
it,
you...
Got it.
You know
just
mean?
Know.
Just let's go to line 7. Karina, single mom, 3 teens. She don't like nobody.
You said what line?
7. Karina, good morning.
Good morning, babe. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm surprised you have any positive energy at all left in your soul with 3 teens.
No, I'm a single mom. It's 15, 16, and 17 years old. I feel like an Uber driver because nobody has their license.
Wow.
Yep.
We live in Connecticut, so you got to have a car for everything. Mm. I got to walk around with a bag of money. Cash apping all the time, Apple Pay. It's crazy.
Now, but are they nice? Are they? But do they love you and are they nice?
They love me. They respect me. All I gotta do is give them a look.
Then that's it. You won.
So what are you complaining about?
Yeah, why are you even calling right now?
I got boys. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about shaving. I put the hand lotion in the bathroom. It's gone.
Whoa. Stop telling all their business, mom. They trying to keep their head screwed on.
Oh,
right.
My Lord.
I didn't know. I'm like, damn, where's the hand lotion going?
Nah. Yo, mom.
Yo, hit the button, bro. LLJ.
Oh, my God.
Come on, mom.
Got it.
Yo, that sounds more, I got to tell you, actually, that's more Rubidu. Oh, than LLJ. Cool, Jay.
Yeah, it is. Listen, man. When you got boys, they can't leave the house with a loaded weapon, man. They got to go handle their business. Ain't nothing wrong. It's all natural. It's what's supposed to be happening, man. 97 minutes, commercial-free music. Shout out to all the parents willing to call. You know what I'm saying? Glad we could create a safe place for parents to, you know, call in and tell us that they don't like their kids sometimes, man. It's good. It's good. Tom, sorry we didn't get to your call. Your 10-year-old is ungrateful. Make sure you let them know you don't like them.
Told you, 10's rough.
Matt, 2 teens, pain in the ass. Matt, just make sure you let them know today. I don't like y'all. Y'all mean to me. Y'all don't love me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all let the kids know. The gurus are next.
Cheer.
Ain't gang if you let you fly. Ain't bad if you got a ride. Big guns and a lot of zip ties.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Tuesday vibes. I don't even know what that means, but it's Tuesday.
Exactly.
It's supposed to rain up until about noon. Then there's a little break. It comes back, I think, 4, 5, 6, they're saying. It's basically cloudy and rainy all day. And that's into tomorrow. And then Wednesday, there's more rain into Thursday. So this is what we're looking at, y'all. At least it's not that cold. It's in the 50s, so we can enjoy that part of it. And it's looking like some sun on Friday. Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen.
Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. The guru at EbroInTheMorning.com.
That's right.
Where the gurus unite.
That's what we do.
Shine the light on your darkness. Burn the sage, Shani.
Let's cleanse the energy. Zen.
All right, Rosenberg. Lead us on these lily pads and tell us who's out there in need of the gurus. Zen.
The guru. At EbroInTheMorning.com. The guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. Send your email and we will jump on a lily pad together.
Try to save your life.
And we'll float. We'll float together, Shawnee. And we'll.
That's right.
While floating, we'll chat.
Indeed.
We'll chatana.
And chatana? Mm-hmm. We'll try to come up with some solutions.
That's right. We'll work towards a solution no matter what your problem may be. So send your email today to theguru at ebrointhemorning.com. Hi, gurus and non-gurus. Love the show. Listening to you guys regularly. Huge congrats and mazel tov to Ebro on baby Selassie.
Yo, thank you.
Rastafari.
Here is my problem. I have a friend who we can call Beth. Beth and I are in our late 20s, and we've been best friends for over 20 years. She lived on my block for a brief period of time. We had many classes in school together. Our families became good friends. No matter where life took us, separate colleges, separate states, we remain incredibly close. She moved to another state, even farther from our home, for a new person in 2022, while I stayed back at home.
Mm-hmm.
In adulthood, we started to communicate less, but every time we would talk again, it would be like nothing had changed. I was there for her when her mom passed away. She was there for me when my family went through some extreme conflict. And she was later a bridesmaid in my wedding. I would have made her maid of honor, but we both agreed that the time zone difference would make her duties very difficult. But she was still very involved.
And what I'm talking about, nice. Y'all, is hip-hop. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, I was there for you, you was there for me.
Right.
Pull out a chair for you.
Yeah. Turn on the air for you. Cool out and listen to her. Anyways, recently I became sick as a result of a genetic condition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not on death's door, but I do experience regular day-to-day difficulties and can no longer work.
Damn.
Okay.
Before I was diagnosed, I was consistently the one always reaching out to Beth every few weeks, checking in on her because she mentioned being homesick. Once I was diagnosed and spent some time in the hospital, I stopped reaching out to really anybody because I was just not okay. I was hearing from my day ones regularly. And I did put it out on my IG that I wasn't doing well. When I stopped reaching out, I stopped hearing from Beth at all. She was very clearly still online, going out with friends. We last spoke in September, and I didn't hear from her until the end of January. She had apologized for not being there for me after hearing about how bad my health had declined from a mutual friend. She promised to make more of an effort to reach out. I honestly expressed my feelings about her absence from my life, and we both stated we would always be there for one another. She seemed sincere. Since then, it's been radio silence. I'm back in the hospital right now, and so many friends have reached out to me virtually after I asked IG for book recommendations for this hospital stay. My close friends sent flowers, and some have come to visit and keep me company while they work. I feel very supported, and I don't necessarily need Beth right now. But I do miss her, and I feel played. It feels like now she was only saying all that to clear her conscience and not be serious. Is it time I just let this friendship die? I used to promise myself to no longer chase anyone that didn't want to be caught. Does 20-plus years of friendship call for a second chance? Did I already give her a second chance? And if I do decide to talk to her, what do I even say? Sorry this was long. Thanks in advance for your help. Oh,
so
man.
Sad.
This is a sad one. Yeah.
But, you know, look, some friends are for seasons, right? And relationships evolve.
So, I mean, as much as she would like it to be what she wants it to be, it just doesn't always pan out that way, unfortunately.
But the weird one about this one is this was not a seasonal. This is
20 years.
This is...
But he's talking about season of life.
I get it.
But cycle of life.
No, I get it. I do get that part. But with friends, I'm trying to think if I ever had any friend that once they made it past like 15, didn't just make it forever. I don't know that I've ever gone that far and then it fades away.
Well, but yeah, but this
communication
is... But see, some people don't deal with negative scenarios well.
True.
Some people, like, you want them to be for you when things are, be there for you when things are down and out, and they're just not good at that.
True.
And or too self-centered to try to, you know, empathize and be there for you. Like, that she's on her own journey, she's doing her own thing, and then there's times, you know, like, and I've experienced this personally, where you have a friend going through something, you're so focused on your own life, you look up and a year went by and you haven't checked on somebody, now you're embarrassed.
Right.
And you still, and you still got to be like, you know, I mean, if you're you know, a quality human, you go, yo, I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry. I've been so caught up with myself that I haven't checked on you.
Right.
Right. And that happens. That can happen. I don't know Bethany well enough to know, but maybe that's some of this. And maybe you're going through something that is so heart-wrenching for her that she can't even bring herself to reach out to you.
I think that's a part of it. You know, because you want the, especially as you said, when there's distance in between the time you talk, you want to say, hey, what's the latest? And you're like, eh. No,
I feel like this person tried, though, you know? They've been trying, but after a while, like, you know, sometimes it's okay to let go. I'm with you, Shawnee. I feel like sometimes, like, you can try, but if you're not getting the same response, and you have to gently just let go and wish him the best, and that's it.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, just not waiting for somebody to check on you, and when they do check on you, being like, hey, yeah, I'm here. I'm still dealing with the same things I'm dealing with. But just lower your expectations of that individual.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, and also it's possible, like, maybe she's going through her own things and she doesn't want to burden you by expressing what she's going through also.
That's right.
But she's struggling. So maybe you lower the expectations. You're looking to make, like, some decision to make it easier for you.
Yeah, should I burn it down? I think Beth still loves you. I don't think you need to, like,
burn it down
against her.
Somewhere deep down in her heart.
She still loves you.
She still loves you.
Beth loves you. It's just things evolve, man. I don't think it's that personal.
But it could evolve back in 6 months to not being that way. So, I think to Ebro's point, you should just lower expectations. Yeah, but Laura, it's unlikely after 20 joints she just decided, I'm done with you, I'm never going to be your
friend.
Right,
when she got sick, it was like, okay, now I'm not going to be your friend anymore because you got sick.
To your point, maybe, but like, why
Laura's,
do you...
Laura's we're like, not, maybe it's over.
Yeah, well, Laura's kind of doing what she wants to do, which is like, nah, let's make a decision and wrap this thing up. I don't know that life's that
no,
simple.
No, I'm just saying that I what I feel is like this person shouldn't dwell on it. Just kind of make peace with it, you know what I mean?
That's
with
right.
No hate in their heart. Make peace with it. And I'm more with Shawnee. Like, hey, sometimes people come for certain seasons in your life and for certain reasons. And this time, she's going through her own, her own path, and it doesn't include you. And that's okay. So stop expecting and then getting disappointed when she's not doing what you would like her to do.
That's right.
So just wish her the best, and maybe one day later on she will reach out, or she'll answer a text randomly later on in life, and you guys can reconnect.
It'll definitely circle back, but this is what it is right now.
Yeah, I think we're saying generally the same thing.
Yeah,
the same thing. So hopefully this helps. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
And then there's always F that B. You ain't check on me, I ain't check on you.
Yeah, looking at me, I'm looking at you.
You know what I'm saying? F out of here.
Well, I mean, that is the feeling she has right now. The feeling she has is like, really? You know I'm not doing good. You're seeing it on social media. Like, I get it.
But also, too, when, you know, it's good to focus on all the love around you. You know, when you as this person who emailed expressed, so much love coming from so many different places, so much support, why even spend energy on what's, you know, falling short? when there's so much going well. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, Usher is vacationing in Bali, and people are not too happy with him connecting with Russell Simmons. I'll give you the story coming up next.
Did you guys hear about here in New York City? Remember they were doing all the budget cuts, and they were cutting this and cutting that and the budget and the budget this and the budget that. Did you hear yesterday that they have, after reviewing all of the finances of the city, they're saying that we may have a surplus and those budget cuts might be going away.
Hey now.
That's right. And it was like maybe a week ago, Mayor Adams was like, listen, the city's doing better than expected, and we may not have to make those cuts. Matter of fact, we're going to have a little bit more money than we thought we would have over the in the years to come.
Wow. So does this mean it's not going to affect schools, libraries?
That's what I'm hoping.
Congestion prices?
Congestion pricing, they rolling that up. They had a meeting last night. Where people were complaining about the congestion pricing, lack of planning and preparedness and all of the different things. But there's a lot of support for, you know, collecting that money for sure. So congestion pricing, I don't think, is going away. But something to pay attention to is the city's looking like we're going to be operating in a surplus. And so I think, you know, that's a big salute to Mayor Adams and the rest of the administration handling the business.
Well, maybe we salute when it's a real thing, Ebro, because they're saying it's looking like.
Yeah, it's looking like. It's looking like. So okay, let's see where it goes. It's something to pay attention to. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, so Rosenberg just looked up the congestion pricing times.
Yo, bro, this is insane to me. Congestion toll rates would apply from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. On weekdays and 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on weekends. Yo, 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. is them stretching it to the absolute, like, maximum. Beyond the pale, furthest maximum on both sides.
They're six to six or 6 to 7 would have been clean.
To give people at least strong. An opportunity.
But like, well, if you drive between 3, 4, and 7 p.m., it's congested. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's definitely traffic. So it makes sense because there's definitely a lot of people on the road. Because remember, this is to reduce traffic, make it easier to find parking in the city, and help with pollution.
How much them tolls cost?
$15.
$15, 5 days a week. Or you got to be up at 4 something in the morning, rushing to get...
Well, no. And, Shawnee, then remember, and then once you get back, well, you better not feel like leaving your house again to go do something below, because then you got to pay again.
Until after 9 o'clock, and it's just reduced price. It's not like it's free, right?
Yeah, I think the outside of congestion times, I think you still got to pay like $3 or something, right?
Yeah, hey. I think there's an app price still.
So they still catch. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, look, man. We've been talking about it on this show for a long time. They don't want us in New York. If you don't make a certain amount of money, they don't even want you in New York, bro. And if you want to stay in New York, you better get on them trains. Trains and buses and bikes.
And those fares will continue to go up.
Yep.
And they're still crazy as hell. It's crazy. The subways are still crazy and unsafe.
Oh, and you thought your Ubers in the city were already expensive? Well, guess what? Rideshare apps or rideshare cars, it'll be an additional $250 per ride.
Yep.
Taxis, which are already crazy, an additional $125 per ride. Just
yeah, because they got a deal, right? The Ubers and the taxis got a deal, right?
Well, they certainly should, right? Because, yeah. I mean, if no one's allowed to drive, you got to at least be able to do that. Oh, wait, hold on. How about this? Hold on. Are there exemptions? Low-income drivers who earn less than 50 grand a year can apply to pay half the price for the daytime toll.
So $7.
But only... But no, this is so... Yo, these people... Listen to this. If you earn less than 50 grand, you can apply to pay half price on the daytime toll, but only after the first 10 trips a month.
Crazy. So imagine if you make 51 or 52.
So once you're on trip 11 into the city,
then you get half price.
If you make less than 50 grand.
Yo, that's crazy, bro.
They couldn't just do it. They couldn't just give a half price. They couldn't do it.
They couldn't do it. And they couldn't. And they couldn't even say, "Hey, we know this is a new thing. Let's start it at 6 a.m. and let's wrap it up at 7 p.m." No, no, no. If you want to go to dinner at 8 o'clock at night, you're still paying on top of it.
Right, and that means there's going to be traffic at 9 o'clock. Because anybody who wants to do something in the city on a Friday or Saturday, they.
Well, there's already traffic. There's already traffic at 9 o'clock Friday, Saturday, anyway.
Yo, it really is disgusting, though. And, by the way, y'all have never made this money before. The MTA has never made this money. And you guys had to start at 15? You couldn't have started with 5. It's right. So greedy. People are so already greedy. Struggling so much financially. And y'all had to go to 15 off
top? You know what the rationale was? I listened to some of the audio from the meeting. Yesterday, the rationale was relative to other tolls, this isn't that bad.
Disgusting. Relative the other tolls that you have to pay depending where you live.
Nah, man. They don't want to.
Yo, y'all should have went to the meeting last night, man. Y'all
should have went to the meeting. FDNY was up in there, and they were looking at him like, so? We still doing it.
Yup. What was the point of all these hearings and all these meetings?
Nothing. You have to have public hearings to move things forward, even though you're not going to necessarily change it. You have to open it up to the public for people to at least be documented that they had issues with it.
And no politicians were able to fight against this? This was an insurmountable.
Well, the city council, I think, for it.
And no other major politician thought this was an issue worth taking up? They all thought it was the smart move?
At what level?
Well, I guess it only makes sense to be at the local level, right?
Yeah, so that'd be city council. But I think there's a lot of people who, you know, take mass transit and they want to keep traffic down. Like, I think there is a huge movement in the city, like, yo, get these cars out of here.
All right, well, here, let me, you could A, break down these restaurants' outdoor spaces that you've kept up since COVID.
No, but that's the reason they kept them, because they really, like, I think some of these community boards, they want to keep people from driving. Like, you know how many, have you noticed recently when you drive through, like, Chelsea and some of these areas, how many neighborhood streets have, like, their kind of daytime blocks up so you can't drive down their street? Have you noticed that?
I've noticed there's more of them, for sure.
Like, that's a thing. And people who live in Manhattan, you know, who own property in Manhattan, live in Manhattan, ride a bike or get on the train or take the bus, do like the regular New Year, they are not thinking about those of us that come from outside.
What about the people in Manhattan who have a family and can't really throw their family on a bike when they're trying to go do something in the summer?
They like move to Yonkers. See you later.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Nasty.
It's nasty work. It's nasty work.
We should continue this conversation on the show after the show, live post show on Hot 97 YouTube channel.
What time does that start?
9 o'clock.
You're
fresh,
sure? You're sure it starts at 9?
9 o'clock, Hot 97 YouTube. I'm sure.
Okay. All right. 9 o'clock. Let's see if we can get it done.
All right.
Everybody lock in for the live show after the live show program show with Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg right now. Well, 7 minutes from now.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.